while Patty may want to believe, you may want to still be sleeping, and you wouldn't be alone. We're going to tackle that topic next on A Country Morning.
There's nothing better than a great night's sleep. Ashley Furniture Home Store invites you to come in and speak to one of our knowledgeable sleep experts, and we will find the perfect bed for you. We have your favorite brands in stock, ready to go. Sealy, Stearns and Foster, Serta, iComfort, Ashley Sleep, and now in store, Tempur-Pedic. Wake up feeling rested and refreshed. The best brands at the best price. Trust our products and value our service. Ashley Furniture Home Store in the Cronin Mall.
And a timely commercial from the folks at Ashley Furniture in Whitehorse, because we're going to talk about sleep. It seems that not enough people are getting enough sleep. There's a report out today that deals with sleep, many aspects of it. And one of the people involved is joining us on the line. Her name is Sue Blankenhagen, and she's in Petoskey, Michigan. Good morning, Sue.
Good morning. How are you today?
I am fine. Now, you are something of a program specialist that has some good knowledge of sleep. Let's talk about this, first of all, from as people are perhaps on their way or preparing to make their way to work, because your report deals with this, the impact on business. What did you discover?
Well, what we found is that a lack of sleep can really have an impact on how you perform your job, especially employee safety. That can be impacted very much so with a lack of sleep. Studies have shown that there are approximately 1 million car crashes, 500,000 injuries, and 8,000 deaths occurring each year, and it's all because of a lack of sleep.
What causes people to not get enough sleep?
Well, you know, we're so busy these days. We're trying to get so many things done. You know, I think that sleep is something that we cut back on because we have just so many things to do, so many demands on our time, from families to work to extracurricular activities. And some of the things that can have an impact on our sleep is taking electronics into the bedroom. Studies have shown that the blue light from different electronics, whether it's your phone, your laptop, your tablet, can really stimulate the senses, and it can really have an impact on how well you're sleeping or falling asleep. So that's just one of the things that can really have an impact on how well you're sleeping.
What are some of the things that can help you sleep?
One of the things that you can do is take a look at your sleep hygiene, and that might be a new term to some folks. And basically, sleep hygiene are different practices that are necessary for normal quality nighttime sleep and full daytime alertness. So you want to take a look at kind of the five senses in your bedroom. You want to look at the sound, the feel. Are your sheets scratchy? Is your pillow comfortable? Is your mattress comfortable? You want to look at the noise level in your room. You want to make sure that your sheets are clean and your bedding is clean. And also just take a look at all of the different things that impact your sleep. You want to make sure that your bedroom is a nice, calming environment so that when you go in there, you feel relaxed. You create a nice bedtime ritual that helps you to relax and fall asleep better and quicker.
Something that really sinks me is when, for some reason, I can't get to sleep. I know I have to get to sleep, and then I'm struggling with myself saying, I've got to get to sleep, got to get to sleep. As I'm thinking that, all that's doing is the opposite. It's keeping me awake.
Exactly. We call that busy brain. You know, you start to think about the fact that you need to fall asleep. You start watching the clock. So it actually stimulates your brain. And what's recommended is if you have a hard time getting to sleep, you might want to get up, go into another room that's maybe dimly lit, and just relax, or do something that will kind of erase your busy brain. Watch watch TV a little bit, but make sure it's a calming show or kind of a no-brainer type show. Do a little reading. And if you have to, count sheep. You know, they talked about that way back when, and it actually can be helpful because it's a repetitive kind of thing in your brain, and it kind of clears out all that clutter and allows you to fall asleep.
I'm sure there's a few people listening this morning who know me who would argue with you that a busy brain is not a problem. I deal with. Tell me.
Well, it's a general term.
Tell me about the LifeWorks Wellness Services that you're involved with. What is LifeWorks?
Well, LifeWorks is it's a comprehensive employee assistance program. We also offer work life and wellness programs, and we help organizations to improve their employees' health and wellness, increase their employee engagement, improve productivity. We offer services to employees and family members with telephonic, in-person, and online services, and it can address their personal and work-related issues. And you definitely can realize an increase in productivity from using our services, as well as an increase in revenues because people are performing better. And we have recently launched this new sleep health coaching program, and we're really excited about it. You can work individually with a telephonic coach to set goals around your sleep habits and hopefully to get you feeling more rested and more healthy overall.
All right, I'd like to know a little bit more. What, in more detail, is a sleep coach? Why would I need a sleep coach, and where would I find one?
Well, you can find one through LifeWorks. You can give us a call or look us up online. We offer online resources as well as our telephonic coaching. And basically, you work with a coach for about 6 months, and you just talk about your typical behaviors and the things that you'd like to change. And the coach works with you as a partner to help you to set new goals, change those behaviors. You mentioned, you know, having a hard time falling asleep. The coach can provide you with lots of resources to change those habits, improve those habits, and overall get you feeling a lot better and a lot healthier.
Well, Sue, thank you for this information, and I look forward to my next sleep in about 12 hours from now.
All right. Well, you take care, and it was great talking to you today.
And you sleep well, Sue.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. I have been speaking with Sue Blockenhagen. She's with Ceridian LifeWorks, where she's a program specialist. We reached her this morning in Petoskey, Michigan.